There are a lot of cars out here. On the road, I mean. This is going to totally suck. Oh, wait. Looks my direction might be kind of clearing up. Make some very firm decisions here real soon about which route I'm going to take. Oh, no. All right, well. Oh, I can... I should be turning left here, but it was too long of a lineup to even get in that lane, so now I'm in this right lane, and now I'm just like, I'm not gonna be able to get over. So we're gonna have to take the back way. Fuck are you doing? Oh my god. Oh man. Okay, well. Oh, now you're just gonna block both lanes. That's a cool move. That's a cool move. There's an opening with which for me to cross the street. This guy is an asshole, but okay. All right. Floored it, went through that yellow light, but that's probably not the right way to go.
Discovering new music. This is a hip hop nation first alert. One chick, great band, one chain, no charm, eight bands, NASCAR, race dash, straight pass, whoop flip, break dance, break fast, ice sip, kickstand, large weapon, big blam, quick sand, 7-3, 6-10, cold play, big bands, bring 6 to 8 brands, I'm hot, fireball, ho, I NBA jam, I'm live, I be in the cut like Neil Spawn, 3 women sleeping on me like people long. OG, I'm a man, I'm a big star.
First alert.
Them 2050s, hundreds in the rubber band. Everybody calling me the money man. Okay, I walk inside the club doing the money dance. The money dance. The money dance. Okay, I walk inside the club doing.
Rock Nation, First Alert.
I just hit a lick for a 100 bands. Them 20 50s 100s in the rubber band. Everybody calling me the money man. Okay, I walk inside the club doing the money dance. The money dance. The money dance. Okay, I walk inside the club doing the money dance. Them 20 50s 100s.
This is a bad song.
Love a show, Backspin on Sirius XM. I am about fed up with the small amount of followers that we have on our Backspin Instagram.
Yeah, man, what's going on?
It's Backspin SXM, man. Follow the Instagram page. I'm not going to even blame the audience because you're such a great audience.
We
listen
y'all
intently, mm-hmm, and you're real friends of the show. Yeah. It's our fault. We're not doing enough posts. We got to make some videos and stuff.
We got more stuff. And, you know, it doesn't help when we got Swaggy apparently graduating. She's not here.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be.
Who wants a college degree?
Yeah. Man, what the hell is wrong with her?
Yeah.
You know, people with college degrees make less money than people who don't graduate from high school. That's some bullshit.
You got people confused right now.
Yeah, people are like, huh? Really, Ed? I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Oh, You know, I forgot to ask y'all. Big fight tomorrow.
Yeah.
We didn't do our predictions.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mayweather versus Pacquiao tomorrow night. One of the biggest fights of the year. It's like $100 to watch it on pay-per-view.
Yeah, that's a lot
The
of
biggest
money.
Price anybody's what? Ever had for a pay-per-view.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Fight, and we didn't even give our predictions.
Oh, no.
For me?
Yes.
I
DJ
think I'm going
to if you say Mediterranean, I'm fucking you up. Right. I'm punching
no.
your face.
All right.
Who you got?
No, I'm going to go with Pacquiao, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I like going with the oddball.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You want the underdog?
Yeah, I like the
underdog. Lady Shell, you Filipino, you Dominican, ain't got nothing to do with it.
No.
Huh?
But,
Huh, son?
Mediterranean.
Huh, you going against the black man? Shut it up. Lady Shell, Pacquiao, Mayweather.
It's hard for me because
That's what she said.
It's so creepy. I feel like Mayweather's gonna win.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I wanna go for Pacquiao, but I don't really fuck with Pacquiao like that. I don't know his background a lot. I don't really pay attention to boxing, guys.
Okay, so who are you picking?
Okay, fine. I'm gonna pick Mayweather.
Okay. Now,
sucker.
No. I'm gonna say Mayweather also. But I did put money on Pacquiao just in case he wins and I can win a lot of money.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So, but I'm going to say Mayweather simply because this fight is 6 years too late.
Yeah.
I think if this would have taken place 6 years earlier, Pacquiao would have beat Mayweather easily. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure if Pacquiao is willing to throw it all on the line and risk getting knocked out again. Mm-hmm. But he's really going to have to bring a lot of heat to Floyd Mayweather. And like, he's going to have to beat the shit out of him.
Definitely.
To really win this fight. Floyd Mayweather Jr., with all his faults, is one of the greatest defensive fighters that we've ever
Definitely,
seen.
Yeah.
And a great counterpuncher.
Yep.
But he hasn't faced anyone with as much speed and can hit from angles, who doesn't come straight forward like Pacquiao, and can hurt you with both hands.
Exactly.
But my gut says because Floyd has been quiet, really quiet, hasn't been talking shit, has been focused, and has been training with Zab Judah, who's also really fast. I say Floyd is ready for the fight, and I think it's going to be a decision. And I think that decision will go to Floyd Mayweather. But I think if it's a really close fight, we'll see another one.
Yeah, the odds are 2-1, so.
Yeah, so that's
what
I think.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. But it's a big fight weekend, and everything's going on. Go Rangers. Go Rangers.
Yeah,
New York Rangers.
Go Rangers.
Go Rangers. Yankees are playing. The Mets are playing. It's just the Kentucky Derby. The Nets are playing.
Mm-hmm.
Nets playing tonight, though.
On.
There's a lot of shit going on tonight, though. So, I mean, this whole weekend.
It's a lot of sports.
So enjoy.
Yeah.
It's a fuck out of here Friday, son.
Holla.
The Ed Lover Show. This is Backspin, SiriusXM.
Yes, sir.
Yo, man, I don't think they heard you. Won't you tell me about the moves I'm making? Taking all
I can't bring myself to care about boxing. Never could. Just always seemed like the most fucking boring ass shit in the world. That's my problem with UFC, you know, the more legit it gets, the more it just reminds me of boxing.
Behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Floyd said that he's the greatest, period. He said he's better than everybody. One of those people he included was Muhammad Ali, and a lot of people took offense to that. Layla Ali, for one. And Iron Mike Tyson had some choice words to say about Floyd, saying that he was better than the great Muhammad Ali as well. Check it out.
He's very delusional. He can't listen, y'all. If he was anywhere near that realm of great Ali, he'd be able to take his shit to school by himself. Okay, he can't take his kid to school by himself. And they talking about he's great. Greatness is not guarding yourself from the people. Greatness is being accepted by the people. He can't take his kid alone to school by himself. He's a little scared man. He's a very small scared man.
A very small scared man. Not many people are willing to say something like that about Floyd Mayweather. But if anybody was going to say it, I am Mike Tyson. Definitely got the balls and the fist to back it up. Listen, the fight is still going down tomorrow. Either way, it's gonna be crazy. I'm gonna get back into the music. It's Weezy, No Worries. I don't think Floyd got no worries, man. I think he got it.
I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries. See, them strongest keep me up. So I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries. You see money right there. That's right there. Turn it. That's Batman right there. Get that progression 5 minutes on now. Y'all take splash shit already. Mike Punch, what it do?
The digital trap stars be global. meat mechanic.
She said, her pussy call me a dick, got a ring on it. I said, I call my dick, though, that's to let me beat on it. So that would have turned it.
No.
But what if she's ugly?
Easy come, easy go. Don't ask about me, homeboy, what's that?
So I'm pretty much, I ended up in Fisherman's Wharf here, in like the touristy area, because I thought it would be maybe a little faster, I don't know, but I could get three t-shirts for $10, including this one that says Beast Mode, so that's pretty cool. I don't know where this goes anymore. I don't know. I'm turning. Get out of here.
Something pissed you off?
What the? Fuck out of here,
buddy.
Right now, on the Ed Lover Show, hashtag FOH.
What you looking for? The same thing. It's a new thing. Check out this. I bring up on the road below the level, cause I'm living low next to the base.
Come on.
Turn up the radio. They're claiming I'm a criminal. But now I wonder how. Some people never know. The enemy could be the great guardian. I'm now a hooligan. I rock the party and clear all the...
This fucking car is sitting here at this fucking stop sign not moving. Like, there are some people crossing the street, but this guy is, like, just leaned over, like, fighting? I don't... What the fuck are you... Oh, my God. Yes, pull over. Jesus. Turn, take an uphill here. Light is green, cop. I know you're like a cop, but like, dude. You are going 8 miles an hour. This was perhaps a roundabout way to get where I'm going, but hey, it was fun, right? I mean, I had fun.
Left to my own devil.
without taking off my clothes. God made me sexy, I don't care if only I know.
Yeah, that's the crip side. Ain't no other way to play the game the way I play. I cut so much you thought I was a DJ. Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Hell no, hell no. That's what I'm killing. Cause she going for
Ariana Grande, Grande. Hell no.
Hell no, you die. You get the hell on. You
check it out.
always had a lovely voice. know what I'm saying? I just don't, I can't go to the Steel Magnolia shit, you know what I'm saying?
Come on, man. Ladies and gentlemen, today's future presentation, riding this day.
Just what I'm talking about. I'm determined to get this shit. I'm out of here, man.
Hey, yo, check it out, man. I got black seeds at the crib, man. Y'all want to go check that out?
Yeah. That's the idea. Cause we could have rolled it from the get-go. Y'all winning, man.
Trucking. Hopefully we won't see any traffic up here, but
yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, that's a good pyramid, don't we?
Why are you so paranoid?
And when it's home, my man. Speech. First of all, I want to thank my connect. The most important person with all due respect. Thanks.
Jay-Z's that's a big Vert Ninja Connect
hey,
fan. Wants to send a shout
Tom.
Out.
Tom, hey, it's Matthew Tompkins from the Shout Network.
Matthew Tompkins, hey, how are you?
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has been a while.
How's
yes.
it going?
It's going okay.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm just calling to tell you about our exciting new Shout in Your Face 2013 summer schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you excited?
I am. I was wondering what, you know, the upfronts were a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Everybody was announcing their schedules. I was kind of wondering what the rest of the summer and year holds for Shout Network.
Well, you know, we had to clear out a lot of what I told you about last year, the shows I was hyping last year.
Okay.
And I'll be honest, I don't remember what any of them were.
Uh-huh. Because there were a lot of shows. A
lot of them.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of any of them, and they are not coming to mind.
No.
Yeah.
Well, the Van Morrison Variety 2 Hours was a couple seasons ago. Mm-hmm. That did not take. Amazingly, people weren't into it.
I can't, it's strange, yeah. But it happens.
I know.
But
I
now
like
what?
It.
What is this? What did you call it? Shout in Your Face?
Yeah, the Shout in Your Face 2013 summer schedule. Uh-huh. We're literally shouting shows out of our mouths into your faces.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're shouting them out.
Yeah. You ready for it?
Sure.
All right. Well, the big news. Mm-hmm. Is that Thursday night is no longer just Thursday night, okay? It's Pod Blog Day night.
What is that?
Pod Blog Day night.
Pod Blog Day night.
Yes. We have a whole 4 hours of podcast and blog-related programming for you.
Wait, what is podcast and blog-related programming?
Okay, are you strapped in?
I am.
Do you have your helmet?
Figuratively speaking.
Are you holding your helmet or is it on your head?
Figuratively speaking, I do have the helmet.
That's good enough for me.
Okay.
All right. 7 p.m. Thursday nights. We started off with America's Funniest Podcast Bloopers.
Okay. And what is that?
You're not going to believe this. Some of the mistakes these kids make on these podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
We have one kid. Yeah. He thought Chris Thompson was the bassist in Vampire Weekend.
Uh-huh. He's a drummer.
Yeah. And not Chris Baio.
No, Chris Baio's the bassist.
He's the bassist, right? Yeah.
So that's the kind of bloopers that go down on this show?
A lot more stuff like that,
uh-huh.
yeah.
Wow.
8 o'clock?
Yeah.
It's the Blog Pod Bunch.
What is it? The Blog Pod Bunch?
Yeah. Can I nutshell it for you?
Please.
Okay. He's a divorced podcaster with a son named Hercules.
Mm-hmm.
She's a widowed blogger with a daughter named Betty White.
Mm-hmm.
Can they make it work? Or will they end up having to get those matching tattoos of vintage sewing machines removed from their calves?
So that's a sitcom?
It's kind of a sitcom and a drama, too.
Wow, it sounds pretty interesting.
All right, things get a little heavier at 9 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
The Instagram arsons.
The Instagram arsons?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, people on Instagram, they help solve arsons. By providing the fire chief with close-up pictures of tacos and doorknobs.
And that's what helps, like, the fire chief pieces together the...
Exactly, yeah, there's clues in these photos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you ready for pods?
What is pods?
P-O-D-Z.
P-O-D-Z.
Yeah, yeah.
What is pods?
All right, I'll nutshell this for you. Roddy Podzorski.
Uh-huh.
He has a 5-hour daily podcast.
Okay.
And he has to generate so much content.
Uh-huh.
And he analyzes the world so closely that he keeps discovering...
What?
always miss in their crime investigations.
Okay.
Yeah, so he actually podcasts while he's solving these crimes.
So he's actually podcasting while he's working on helping solve the, like, murders and stuff?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. And he has this microphone set up on his belt, like one of those real nice microphones.
Mm-hmm.
But he's always stopping to say, I hope this is recording.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's, like, running around solving, like, podcasting while solving crime.
Yes, yeah. He even has this one podcast while he's being chased by this villain who's played by Tom Sizemore.
Okay.
And then at 11 p.m., we've got the rundown.
What's the rundown?
Well, in the rundown, we take a look at everything from who's reviewing what 20-year-old sitcom for what website to what a 22-year-old who lives with his parents and who's never created anything original in his life thinks of season 4 of Arrested Development.
Wow, so it's just kind of like opinions.
Exactly, yeah. Uh-huh. And speaking of, we have a very cool section of the rundown.
Yeah.
Called Rapid Fire Sound Off.
Okay, what is Rapid Fire Sound Off?
Well, we think everybody should have an opinion on everything. Okay. And here's your chance to have that.
Like, so what is it?
It's... Well, how it works is you have to weigh in on 30 topics in 1 minute.
30 topics in 1 minute?
Yeah, things like your take on season 3 of Fringe, Radiohead's King of Limbs, that dress that Jennifer Lawrence wore at the SAG Awards. Let's explore diabetes with owls.
And you've got to have...
Have a strong take.
So that's what you mean. Everybody's got to have an opinion about everything.
Exactly.
Like, it's not okay to just be like, I don't have any... I could go either way on that.
Why would you want to be like that? Don't you want people to know that you have an opinion on everything?
Not really.
Why?
Because sometimes I don't have an opinion on everything.
Ew, really? Why?
I just don't.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, I don't. It's just... You have an opinion on everything?
Not me, but, you know, the people on the show do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, you ready to laugh it up?
Oh, yeah.
Ready for comedies?
Sure.
Well, comedy-wise, we're really excited about a few of these edgy laughers we got going.
Laughers. That's like...
Edgy laughers.
Edgy laughers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our big show is going to be the Mezzo Sopranos.
Mezzo Sopranos. What is that?
Well, do you remember in episode 15 of The Sopranos when Tony's having a backyard barbecue and Tony's sister's nephew, Mikey, comes up to Tony and says, "Hey, Tony, how's it going?" And then Tony says, "You're really growing fast, Mikey." Remember that?
No, I don't.
Oh, well... Anyway, we spun Mikey off into his own sitcom.
Okay.
He's married this real piece of work named Maria Mezzo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they run this Italian water ice stand on the boardwalk in Ocean City.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a total hose beast. She won't cut him a break.
Okay, I'm getting that.
The chief of police keeps hassling them for all these infringements.
Mm-hmm.
And he's played by Tom Sizemore.
So the Mezzo Sopranos.
Yes.
It's like a spin-off of the Sopranos?
Yeah.
And that's like something you guys have clearance on and everything?
What's clearance? What do you mean?
Well, that sounds like something there has to be like rights established and stuff. I couldn't picture...
Oh, the fine rights.
You know, David Chase is so protective of the Sopranos.
Who?
Wait, you haven't talked to David Chase?
I don't think so.
He's the guy who created the Sopranos. You'd think you would have crossed paths with him.
Oh, maybe Legal did. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Okay. So, Mezzo Sopranos. What's the other show?
Oh, well, we have a new genre that we're launching called Rock Coms.
Rock Coms. What is a Rock Com?
You've heard of a rom-com, right?
Sure.
Yeah, well, this is a Rock Com. Tom, do you remember the song Mother by the rock group Danzig?
Sure.
Well, we've made that into a hilarious sitcom. It's the story of a single mother trying to make her way in a rough northern New Jersey town in the early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her son is a bit of a problem child who dreams of rock and roll stardom.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, Glenn is hilarious in this thing.
He's in it.
Yeah, Glenn Danzig.
Yeah, okay. You said Glenn, yeah, because, I mean, Glenn Danzig, you based it on his song. But he's actually on the show as well?
Yeah, he plays himself as a 16-year-old.
Well, that sounds crazy.
It's amazing. Uh-huh. It's like a modern-day Clifford.
Okay.
He totally pulls it off.
Mm-hmm.
He wears shades the entire time.
I'm looking forward to that.
Well, you know what else you gotta be looking forward to?
What's that?
David and Iggy.
David and Iggy.
Yes.
What is that?
Well, it's a sitcom that follows the outrageous exploits of David Bowie and Iggy Pop during their years living in Berlin.
So it's a sitcom during that stretch.
Yeah. All Eric right. Stone Street plays Bowie.
Eric Stone Street. That's yes. the guy from Modern Family.
Exactly, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And who's he playing?
David Bowie.
It's Eric Stone Street.
Yeah.
Look, he's not... And this is when? This is Berlin era?
Yeah, it was 76 or
yeah,
5
yeah,
or 7.
Yeah, kind of like in that whole run there.
Somewhere there, yeah.
Yeah. Like, look, Eric Stone Street is not exactly fat, but he's like a different, way different body type than David Bowie, especially during that stretch.
Not anymore.
What do you mean, not anymore?
Well, Eric is very committed to the part.
Uh-huh.
And he's been doing the same diet that David Bowie had during his Thin White Duke era.
And what was the diet again?
Milk and peppers?
That's right. When David Bowie was just living on milk... And peppers.
Yes.
And I think something else.
That I don't know about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's on blow.
Okay. Uh-huh.
He's doing rails.
So Eric Stone Street is.
Exactly,
to
yeah,
play the
yeah.
character.
Yeah. And you know who plays Iggy?
I have no idea.
Jack McBrayer.
Kenneth on 30 Rock.
Exactly, yeah.
He's playing Iggy.
Yes.
Wow.
It's really funny, and to add to the humor of it, they have this stern yet menacing German landlord named Gustav,
mm-hmm.
who's played by Tom Sizemore.
So Tom Sizemore plays the German landlord.
He does, yes.
Sorry, what, you know, you've mentioned Tom Sizemore a few times already.
Have I?
Yeah. What's going on with that?
All right, well, listen, all right? Between you and me,
mm-hmm.
I ruined Tom Sizemore's life.
How so?
Well, I'm not going to get into any of the particulars, okay, because they're positively criminal. And honestly, Tom doesn't know that I was the perpetrator.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you're going to get from me on this.
Okay.
Okay, but he doesn't know that I'm responsible for basically the mayhem that found its way into his life, okay?
That you're responsible for?
Yes, I'm 100% responsible for this.
Wow.
He doesn't know it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm abiding by that age-old adage, keep your friends close
mm-hmm.
and your enemies in your guest room.
I've never heard that one.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, well, basically, I figure if I give him a ton of work,
mm-hmm.
I'll be able to keep an eye on him
mm-hmm.
and he's going to feel so indebted to me that he won't suspect that I'm the one responsible for destroying his life as he knows it.
Wow. So, but you also could figure that maybe you're playing with fire.
Oh, what could possibly go wrong? Hey.
Yeah?
Question for you. What musician would you love to see host a variety show? Like who in popular music would be your dream host?
Like, current music and stuff now?
Just, yeah.
I don't know. What do you mean? Like a variety show? Like, maybe like Lady Gaga or somebody like that?
What? No, she sucks.
Well, okay.
I'm talking about a band.
Oh, a band.
And it's a band that everybody can't get enough of.
I have no idea.
Come on, one guess. It's so obvious.
A band people can't get enough of.
Yes.
The National?
No. Tom, I'm talking about the Polyphonic Spree.
Polyphonic Spree?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I did not even know they were still, like, a thing.
Of course they are.
But aren't there there's like 20 people in that band?
Well, yes and no.
Okay. How's yes and no?
Well, because this time, for our show, we've got all the present members and all the past members.
All on this show.
At the same time.
Uh-huh.
It's historical. Just wait till you see the whole gang up there doing skits and hosting cooking segments. It's really going to be the best of the best.
And how many people are you talking about now?
I don't know, like 70?
And they're just hosting a show all together?
Yeah. Wait till you see Dylan Silvers and Stephanie Dolph do their improv.
But those are two members of the thing?
Duh, yes. Oh. Wait till you see all 70 of them do Who's On First at the same time.
All of them doing Who's On First?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What, and they're just, or like half of them doing one part and half doing the other?
Well, they'll divvy it up, you know. I mean, like say, I don't know, Kristen Harden and Natalie Young and Kelly Test and Sean Redman and Heather Test and Elizabeth Brown and maybe Rick Nelson or Keith Hendricks and Annie Clark will do one part, you know.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, maybe John LaMonica and Taylor Young or Brian Teasley or Andrew Tinker or Kelly Repka or Michael Music or Michael Turner or Daniel Huffman or Brian Wakeland or maybe Roy Ivy or, Jesse Hester would do the other part.
That's pretty wild.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Is the main dude, like, the host of the thing, though? Like the...
Cause somebody, Tim?
His name's Tim, right?
Yeah, Tim's not in this.
the guy who's actually the Polyphonic Spree guy.
Yeah, he said it sounded stupid.
So wait, how are you doing a Polyphonic Spree variety show without him?
Why do we have to have him? What do you mean? Like, you think we have to ask him legally?
I'm pretty sure you would, yeah.
Well, maybe Rick is on this. He's gotta be, right?
Rick. Who's Rick?
He's the legal department.
Oh, he does legal for you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
he must be on this.
You'd hope. Wow.
Hey,
so,
speaking of music, Tom?
Uh-huh.
Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have what it takes to be America's next Boomtown Rat?
I don't even know what that means.
Here's what it is. Mm-hmm. Johnny Fingers is hanging up his old pajamas, mm-hmm. and the Rats need a new pianist. And this is going to be a great show. You know, it'll go on for weeks and weeks, and you know, all these challenges and stunts and things, and it'll end up with a big concert at headlining a giant stadium.
The Boomtown Rats are going to play Giant Stadium.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't see that as maybe there's like 70,000 seats.
Yeah, I mean the show's going to be huge.
Uh huh.
And they had hit singles too.
Did they?
Look, Tom. Who cares? Okay. This show is basically a sacrificial lamb that I got on the schedule because Sizemore is one of the judges, all right?
Oh, okay.
So,
wow.
That's between you and me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's also, they're not from America either.
Again, who cares? Doesn't matter.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Okay.
Hey, we have a great array of edgy reality shows on tap.
Okay, I'd love to hear about it.
Well, a few of them are of culinary nature, like Puddin' Dippers.
What is Puddin' Dippers?
Well, P-U-D-D-I-N apostrophe.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Dippers.
Okay.
It's an exciting behind-the-scenes look at the cutthroat world of artisanal pudding makers.
Okay. I did not know that that was a thing.
Oh, it's a huge thing, and I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah.
But there's three murders.
There's three murders?
Yeah. One's an exsanguination.
That's the artisanal pudding community?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that ruthless?
Terrible. Yeah. What else we got? Dr. Garbage Chef?
I don't know. What is that?
Well, it's this guy, Mort, and he makes meals out of hospital refuse.
Ew.
Yep.
That sounds pretty rough.
New Hampshire's Quietest Library?
What is that?
That's just what you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. America's Weakest Sheriff?
So, New Hampshire's Quietest Library?
Yes.
It's a show that takes place just in that library?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
What's that other one you just said?
America's Weakest Sheriff?
What? America's Weakest Sheriff. What is that?
Sounds exciting, right?
It's intriguing. It's more intriguing than the library one,
okay.
I'll say.
This is a show that follows around small-town Sheriff Toby Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
A man, and I use the term man very liberally here.
Okay.
Who has the nerve to pin a badge on his uniform and call himself a law enforcement official.
Okay.
The sheriff is so desperate to be liked by the people in his town that he subverts his own authority constantly in an attempt to be thought of as like a cool guy.
All right.
This means that he often throws his responsibility as a lawman out the window. For example, in the opening episode, he lets a child bully him into handcuffing himself to his own desk. Believe that?
Mm-hmm.
That's how spineless this guy is.
Wow.
And on one episode, it's Toby's birthday.
Yeah.
And as he's celebrating, he looks over and he sees this armed robber who's all locked up in his cell.
Mm-hmm.
And Toby feels so bad for the guy that he gives him his entire birthday cake. It's very touching.
Okay.
And then the guy promptly jams it into his cell's toilet.
Oh, wow.
Very messy, very disgusting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow, this show sounds... I'm weirdly intrigued by this.
It's good, it's good. And then another episode, there's this one prisoner, and he's complaining that being arrested is unfair.
Mm-hmm.
So Toby decides that maybe he could learn something from him, and the prisoner could learn from Toby.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll switch roles.
Uh-huh.
So the sheriff is going to be the prisoner, and the prisoner is going to be a sheriff.
All right.
And the funny thing is that the criminal ends up being a way better sheriff than Toby ever was.
Uh-huh.
And he actually cracks a drug ring, and he brings down some major players who are pushing Denim Wipeout on the kids in his town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is that?
Denim Wipeout.
What is that?
It's supposed to make you feel like you have no head.
Denim Wipeout?
Yes.
Like you have no head.
But you also feel like Bob Geldof at Live Aid. If you recall what he wore that day, Tom.
What did he wear?
Google it.
Okay. I'm actually going to Google this. Bob Geldof.
Not Geldorf.
No. Live Aid.
I'm Googling too.
And then I do what, an image search?
Yes.
What do I see him wearing? Like a shirt?
All right. That's when he's on stage with the Rats, when he was hanging out.
Uh-huh.
With, all right, yeah, go down a couple.
Mm-hmm.
What's he wearing?
He's wearing a denim jacket.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So you'll feel, oh, so that's why it's Denim Wipeout.
Duh!
Oh, I'm sorry, Matthew. I didn't...
No apology could be too great.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm just busting your bees.
Okay, well,
hey,
yeah?
Do you remember the show that we had, I think a couple years ago, called Tough Nail?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah. Basically, we took super tough men and women and told them, like, kind of bullies from their own town.
Yeah.
And we told them that they were going to be competing in a contest to see who was the toughest. And so, you know, we get all this pre-show footage of them being hard as nails and telling everybody how they're going to win and, you know, who they're going to beat up and that they're unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
But on the way to the set the first day,
yeah,
we had this thing where their car is hijacked by, like, terrorists.
That's right.
And they're taken to a torture chamber where they end up basically in tears begging for their lives. So it's like, yeah, you tough nail? We did a little tweak on Tough Nail for our new show.
Uh-huh, so it's back.
It's not so much that. It's something else, but it has elements of that.
Okay.
I think you're going to love Parisian Rednecks.
What is Parisian Rednecks?
Okay. We take five of the meanest, toughest, most violent guys from rural Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Guys who basically run their various towns through intimidation. Like, what's his name in Roadhouse?
Like the main villain?
The guy that dies in his stuffed animal room.
Yes, the Ben Gazzara.
Who played Gandhi, yes.
He did not play Gandhi.
Sure he did.
Ben Gazzara was not Gandhi.
Who was Gandhi?
That was Ben Kingsley.
I'm going to have to Google that. Someday, not right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
We transplant these guys to Paris.
Okay.
And they get put in these situations
mm-hmm.
where they're emotionally and psychologically abused by the most sophisticated French men and women.
Okay.
There's no physical element to this at all.
Uh-huh.
Nobody ever lays a hand on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's just constant emotional humiliation.
Oh, this show sounds weird.
It is. They have to attend these elaborate dinners where they have no concept of how to do anything, like how to eat anything, like what you use,
mm-hmm.
or like what goes where, and they're just dying because they're used to being in charge.
Yeah.
And now they're so far from their comfort zone.
Yeah.
There's not a Mountain Dew Extreme in sight.
This show sounds...
It's great.
It sounds kind of... It sounds really mean.
No, no. Check it out. They also have to give, like, lectures on cuisine.
Uh-huh.
Art, sculpture, music, you name it. And there are all these guys, like, half their size and these super hot French women
mm-hmm.
who just laugh them into dust.
I can't handle this show.
Either could TV Guide. They called it the most psychologically disturbing show they'd ever seen.
Yeah, it sounds rough.
It's really rough.
And these are like brutal guys.
Super brutal guys,
who,
yeah.
Who can't, they just get debased.
Decimated.
Oh.
Yes.
I can't watch that. Well,
it's great because it stays with the formula of the fish out of water show. It's a great fish out of water show, which we're also very excited about.
what do you mean? Like, what are you excited about?
Fish out of water.
Fish out of water.
That's another reality show we're launching.
Wait, it's called Fish Out of Water?
Yeah, we follow 16 fish as they try to make their way through the world of the oxygen breathing.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not following you.
Yeah. You know what fish are, right?
You mean in... Yeah, fish. I know what fish are.
Yeah.
So you're following 16 different fish...
Yes.
...as they try to do what?
Basically live on land.
Okay, and what happens? They all die.
Well, I'll be honest. There's a lot of filler in these episodes, Tom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, because there would have to be.
Yeah.
Because there's no way they could cut it.
I know. It's a shame that I've committed shouts to 32 episodes of this thing. So it's going to be a lot of backstory and a lot of fantasy segments, mm-hmm. I guess.
And I'm assuming Tom Sizemore is involved somehow.
He is, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He's the voiceover guy. Yeah. Well, check this out. We're also thrilled to announce that some of your favorite all-time movies are going to be making their way to the small screen this fall.
Okay, like the adaptations
for
what movies?
Well, the one I'm most excited about is Happiness. Uh-huh. All your favorite characters from this ensemble comedy are back, and they're going to be cracking you up with their hilarious exploits.
Wait a minute. You mean Happiness?
Yes.
That's the Todd Solondz movie.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you ever seen Happiness?
No. Why should I?
I'm going to say yeah. You should probably check it out before you start, talking about how hilarious everybody's going to be on it.
Oh, wait. Is this the movie with, where the kids, uh-huh. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, that's not going to be a show.
Uh-huh.
Oh. I guess it's just that they all look like they're having so much fun on the poster.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
I don't remember that as being a fun poster either.
Oh, wait. You know what? I'm thinking of a poster for that Billy Crystal movie. Whoops. Well, live and learn, I guess, right?
Yeah, I think you might have dodged a bullet on that
one. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey, are you into game shows?
Sure.
Are you excited for... what we got coming up?
Let me hear about it.
All right. First one. Is Ricky Gervais an atheist?
But that's a game show?
That's a show, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's an area of his life that he's very private about, and nobody really seems to know. So contestants have to guess.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The second one.
Yeah.
I Love Daft Punk.
It's a show called I Love Daft Punk?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Basically, it's a game show where people compete to be known as Daft Punk's number one fan.
Okay.
And what's interesting about this?
Yeah.
Until 2 months ago, 85% of them thought that Daft Punk was a company that made space helmets. Our third one we got in the pipeline? Hey, my man. And basically, Hey, My Man is a trivia show.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't get the answer right, you get hay dumped on you. I'll be honest, it's our worst show, I think.
It's worse than the library show?
Yes. It's even less exciting.
That you get hay dumped on you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I guess when I greenlit it, I thought it was something else by the title of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what?
What?
You ready for maybe the best game show ever?
Sure.
America's Ultimate Adult Toddler.
What is this?
Well, the contestants compete in various categories. Like, for who has the sassiest jortitude.
The sassiest what?
Jortitude.
What is jortitude?
Jean shorts attitude.
Oh, jortitude. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like two that's like three words put together.
It is, yes.
Jean shorts, jorts.
Yes.
Then attitude and jorts, jortitude.
Jortitude.
Yeah, I think that's called a portmanteau?
What?
I think that's what that is.
Like Natalie Portman?
Something like that.
Okay. People also are judged on who was able to purchase the most obscure oversized hockey jersey.
Uh-huh.
And the hardest one, whose fluffy white sneakers make their ankles look the thinnest?
Wow, this is... Yeah. That sounds pretty intense.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Tom, I'm going to be honest with you about something.
Yeah, what's that?
I have an ulterior motive for making this call.
Uh-huh.
Look, the tentpole game show of this whole season is called Haters.
Haters?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, we're trying to find America's biggest hater.
Uh-huh.
That person out there who hates everything, but also has a certain pizzazz that they hate with.
Okay.
Okay? And I gotta say, you would be so great on this.
Well, that's flattering. I really never thought of, being a judge on a show is something I really never thought much about. But, I mean, it's something, I guess...
Oh, I didn't either.
What? What do you mean?
I never thought of you as that either.
Then why...
What?
Why'd you ask me, then?
I'm not asking you to be a judge. Are you out of your mind?
Okay.
Get back in the kiddie pool. No, I want you to be a contestant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Why would I be a contestant on a show called Haters?
Well, I see you as this show's Ken Jennings.
Oh, that's nice.
What? Unbeatable.
Oh, so I hate the most.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Are you being sarcastic? Because I can't tell. Listen, you work in hate the way Da Vinci worked in paint.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You are to whining what Bob Dylan is to songwriting.
Okay.
You are to moaning what Ken Burns is to documentaries.
All right. Are you done?
No, I got one more. It's great. Ready?
Okay. Uh-huh.
A perceived injustice in your head is like a pen in Shakespeare's hand.
Well, that's... I don't think that's who I am.
Sure it is.
Okay.
Come on, are you going to do it?
Am I going to do it? No, I'm not.
Come on.
What?
You have to do it.
I don't have to do it.
Actually, you do, because I've already forged your signature on this contract.
Oh, so you've already... Yeah, okay.
I have.
Well, I'm not doing it.
Come on, do it, please.
Uh-huh. Can I guess who the judge is on the show?
Sure. You'll never get it in a million years.
Let me think. Is it Tom Sizemore?
It is, yeah.
Uh-huh. Not sure why you'd say I'd never get it.
Oh, jeez.
What?
Speaking of...
Yeah?
Oh, no.
What's that?
Oh, boy. The Sizemore mobile just pulled into my driveway. And he looks really mad. Some would say rabid, I think.
Oh.
Oh, not... Oh, my God.
What?
He must have found out that I was the one who ruined his life. Oh, no.
What?
No.
What?
He's picking the lock. Oh, my God, he's coming in. I'm about to get downsized by Sizemore.
Downsized?
He actually calls it getting downsized when he does what he's going to do to me. And I can't even say what he's going to do to me because it's so gross.
Show's coming up, huh, Mike? Yeah, well, he said that one's not happening. Happiness sitcom.
like a chicken feed. Check out the pick up the line, not a quitter. I'm nice, y'all. Then I'ma dust you off and dust you off twice. You never heard this old term. Peace, Curtis Law.
Peace, Jay Lyne.
How you been, nigga?
Been alright, man. Yourself?
Very good, very good.
Very good, but?
No, actually, to tell you honest truth, I'm kind of depressed.
Wow. Why's that, Holmes?
The other day, I was hanging out with Crackin' Nigga John.
Uh-huh.
We were watching the OC, having a good time together.
It was stinky, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Always showing up, smiling.
But besides that fact, though,
mm-hmm.
commercial break came on. He was like, nigga, get me some bagels. But he wasn't like, nigga, get me some bagels. Like, he's my boy.
Nigga.
The way you talk to
nigga.
Me. He was like, nigga, get me some bagels. Like, you know, like an accountant-ass motherfucking crack on the subway. You know what I'm saying? And that, you know, then, you know, then I realized that
tracks.
Made me think about how Thug Paradise is just,
yeah.
It's just, there's no merit. It's
yeah.
just ignorant.
Yeah, 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 exactly. I wasn't feeling that Thug Paradise at all, man. Nah, man.
I'm glad we're
taking,
this,
it, taking it back.
I'm glad
man.
We're having this conversation.
Not feeling that no more, man.
You got a second chance.
That's right.
Get the seeds back.
The seeds.
You got a black woman back.
The sisters.
I haven't been in black pussy since 88, son.
88.
And I was 12
time.
Then.
Black pussy well done. Dried the fuck up, son.
So let's turn this beat on. Let's rip it.
That's right.
And take this shit back to the motherland.
Crackless music.
Here we go. This goes getting in there. Here's the button. Right?
Nope.
Blacker than black, I take it back to my origin.
I'm black. Like Flatbrim has that match. My jacket, my shirt, my pants. Yeah. A true nigga suit. Complete with the moon boot basketball shoes. The real chicka boo. Keeping it real. Chicka boo. Like Cliff Huxtable and Easy E used to.
Yes.
A crip walk to amuse
you. Not to confuse you. Yeah. Like the Jews who control the media.
No.
Black people, you're ready for the remedy.
Yes.
A revolution is no mystery. Black people, you're living in misery. Now I ask you, who is your enemy? It's the man you pay your rent to.
Yes.
The man that checks your time card.
Yes.
The man that turns your power off. Because your payments are a few days off. You know what I'm saying, son?
Yeah, son, I
fuck
feel that.
Blackies, man.
You're so right,
fucking
right
the job market.
Killing
making
it.
The oil prices
making
mad high.
Hungry all day long.
Can't put no fuel in my Escalade.
Exactly.
You know
tricking quarter waters.
Fuck that shit. I got
fuck.
Solutions, son. You know what I do?
What?
Grab your shank, pull it out. Kill a cracker. Grab your shank, pull it out. Kill a cracker. Grab your shank, pull it out. Kill a cracker. Grab your shank, pull it out. Kill a cracker. Grab your shank, pull it out. Stab a cracker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was popping in the motherfucking studio. Chop that in this bitch.
Oh my god, chop dust in this motherfucking bitch.
Yo, can
like
it
chop
this?
Little chop dust is solo now. We solo now. We solo, la 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 la. You got the bitch, you better pull it out. Oh,
you know that.
That's how I get down. Now my name is Chop Dust and I'm rhyming.
Yeah.
Cut up your block like a diamond.
Yeah.
Cut up fast, cut up fast. But you wanna find out what I blast? Fuck that one-on-one shit. That's for basketball. I'm a blasting y'all. Y'all some actors, y'all. Take them out, set them down like a cash and call. Which one of y'all wants to part, y'all? We should be in this flick in the graveyard. I'll leave your face looking like the toilet in the game bar. Oh, your girl love me like I love some wind. And that's true, like when I'm drunk, I pin. You want the proof? Ask her where she got that V.
Yeah.
She'll say chopped up, homie, that's me, and I'm solo now.
I'm solo now.
I'm solo now.
I'm solo now.
Solo now. Yeah, yeah, a little chopped up is solo now. We solo now. We solo. We solo now. You got to meet, you better pull it out.
Boy,
you know that's how chopped up gets down. Yo, chopped up, that's me.
That's true.
Chopped up, that's me.
That's true.
Name is chopped up. Chopped up, that means
so true.
Yeah.
Tennessee Toddy, I went out my body, had a little too much.
to drink almighty. God, can you show me some leeway? I'm seeing tools on the motherfucking freeway.
I'm coming out the gate crooked and I'm gonna lose. Got the check in my deck is a vibe music. Hit the strip trying to catch me a 20 deuce. Drinking Bombay, mixing it with orange juice.
What's the lobby for my rat? Had to turn himself in. Dilemma's wanted violation and he's looking at teeth. So we gon' live it up and act bad boss. And party till the motherfucking wheels fall off.
Hope those wheels ain't made of stone. 5 in the morning and I still ain't home. Man, I'm so like never before. On the couch, ass out with
tonight
my eyes
on
low.
Baru size Taylor, sir, in Vegas. Like to drink beer with mashed potatoes.
Steak and chicken, eggs and grits. Clicked out shit makes platinum hits.
I don't really know why niggas gave me gout. Way out, my body, way out, my body.
In the name of the Father,
shitty there at the end, but I made it off the freeway and I had to get off at the early exit, drive all the way across town. Which is not too bad. Oh yeah, I'm driving over the freeway right now. That shit is stopped.
360.
I didn't even fall asleep while I was driving. Fantastic. All right. Everybody have a good weekend. And yeah. Cool. See ya.